520 westbound.
Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned, coming up next. After the news and weather, it's 2 hours of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And the first hour, it's Awaken Your Magic Within with host Tracy Lynn Wallace.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. A former Arizona congresswoman seriously wounded in a mass shooting is issuing a call to action.
Be bold. Be courageous. The nation's counting on you.
Gabby Gifford spoke at the Gun Violence Memorial in Washington, D.C. She said stopping gun violence takes courage. A shooting in January 2011 in the Tucson, Arizona area left Giffords badly injured. She resigned from Congress a year later and now leads Giffords Courage. The group says it's on a mission to save lives from gun violence. A teacher shot in a mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, is slamming police over their delayed response. Arnulfo Reyes said he told kids to hide under their desks and act like they were asleep when gunshots were heard inside Robb Elementary School. Reyes said the officers just sat there and did nothing for our community. It's costing Americans nearly $2 more a gallon to fill up their tanks than a year ago. Gas prices were just above $3 a gallon last year when many were getting back on the road after being at home during the coronavirus pandemic. This year, the average price of gas is nearly $4.92 a gallon as Americans get ready to take their summer trips. The U.S. Treasury Secretary says the war in Ukraine is impacting energy and food prices across the world.
We're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences.
Janet Yellen said the U.S. isn't the only country experiencing inflation, and folks can see that in almost every developed country around the globe. Yellen said without President Biden's release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, gas prices would be much higher. Yellen said it's vital the U.S. becomes more dependent on the wind and sun that cannot be touched by geopolitical influences. A series based on a classic comedy film is coming out later this summer. A League of Their Own takes place in 1943, focused on the debut of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. It premieres on Amazon Prime August 12th. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, a gorgeous morning we have in store for us. Mostly sunny skies and high temperatures climbing out of the low 50s, reaching 71, 72 by later on this afternoon. Increasing clouds, some slight rain showers moving in this evening. Lows back down to about 55. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with a few sun breaks yet again. High temperatures around 69, 70. Wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies, lows back down to about 53. Thursday, clouds with a slight chance of rain yet again, highs around 66.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Your Magic Within. Reveal unconscious systems and discover your unstoppable freedom power with me, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Through this series, we will uncover many of the unconscious systems and wounds which are the driving force behind lack and unworthiness. I am a self-love mentor, life coach, and author who's been inspired to share my experience from my own personal journey of excavating through the wounds and trauma to uncover my innate magic and power. If something is missing in your life, but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn starts now.
Oh boy, everybody, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to take this journey with Tracy Lynn. Look, here's what we're going to talk about today. Now, you just heard a little bit about Tracy, but what you're going to hear about today is as we talk about the walk that Tracy Lynn has done, the question that comes up is, look, if we awaken our magic within, then what the heck gets in the way? So if you're awakening your magic within, then you should be like in the magic zone. But sometimes, no. sometimes we're not in the magic zone, we're in the tragic zone. And why is that? Today's show with Tracy, you're going to take us through how we sabotage our magic, right? Because that's the thing, between the difference between magic and tragic, right?
I love that.
I made that up. I just made that up right now.
I'm just like,
where did that come from?
You're in the zone.
I know. I had to do an early interview today on one of the summits that are happening. And, you know, when you get up in that early and you have to get that, when you have to get the reminder of what it is that gets in the way of us, then by the time we get to talk about this, we need to know what we're doing to sabotage. Let me start out with this. I want you to walk us through this because I had a mentor, Mary Louise Smith, the best ever. Tough. Ugh, tough. We called her the Iron Maiden only because she never got up. I mean, we would have meetings for like 6 hours, and we thought, is she going to take a break to like go to the bathroom? No. But she would always ask, no matter what came up, and I was the one that always had to answer the question because the other guys worked with her for a while, and they never did anything really dumb. She would say, Pat, you need to ask yourself, what part of the problem are you?
Ooh.
Now, if we look at that in a benign way, not a harsh way, but an exploratory way, tell me what we find in our sabotage mode.
And that's such a powerful question, and a lot of people don't want to do that. But I just want, for just a brief moment, think about being out on the ocean in this boat, and you just left the storm. The waters are peaceful. The weather's nice. You're floating along. Things are going good. You're on your way to your destination. And all of a sudden, you just start drilling holes in the bottom of the boat, thinking that it's going to get you there faster. You don't realize is that you're starting to sink. And this is self-sabotage, self-destructive behavior that keeps you from getting to where you want. So we're going to talk about how to get back sailing on that smoother water and get to our destination by uncovering why we're doing this self-sabotage behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to share, I almost wasn't here today because I had a meltdown this morning. A meltdown believing, what the heck am I doing on this radio show telling people about this stuff? I'm a fake. I'm a fraud. Who am I? Who am I to share this stuff? And I was sabotaging my success.
Mm-hmm.
And these voices were creeping up, and, you know, this one side of like, oh, but this is all through experience, Tracy, you're speaking. But the ego was just like, who the heck are you? Who's going to listen to you? Who's going to believe what you have to say? Your life is not perfect. That's what I experienced this morning from a very, I mean, it was not pretty. It was not pretty. So it happens to all of us, and it's just, It creeps in from these mysterious forces in the shadow side of ourself that lies deep inside of us, usually dormant. We don't even know it's happening.
But it does. And, you know, the reason that I think we're bringing it up and talking about it is because there are little tips and things that happen in our lives to remind us on how we're reminded of them. And, you know, part of this, let's just talk about from your perspective, you know, when we're thinking about this, clearly you've outlined how we sabotage our magic, because magic is magic, right? The other thing is, if you really even, if you plug into our pop culture, I mean, there aren't very many people that have not heard of Harry Potter. Even if you're not really thrilled about the latest Harry Potter, you've heard about the Harry Potter books. Right? A lot of people have watched the movies, and they know as they watch, they can see throughout the whole series when the magic happens and when they self-sabotage themselves, even as these wizards, right? And so what is the first thing we need to know about how this sabotage creeps in the way it did for you, right?
Absolutely. And it's just so covert. It's so sly. This is all the ego, and the ego has some major, major skills that we can't even identify because it continues to lie to us about lying to us. You know, that's the thing. It's just
that is so true.
No, Tracy. Like you're right. You're right. This isn't like your true voice. You're not like this is this is the truth. You don't know what you're talking about. Like you're in a good space. Your head's clear. You're happy. You know. And it was insanity. And so it just happens. It's like that frog that's in the pot of water, right?
Uh-huh.
The slow boil, right? Feels good in here. Feels good. Next thing you know, he's, you know, boiled to death and long gone.
Yeah.
And so it just, we have to catch ourselves by being observers of what's going on in our life and watching our thoughts. And my husband was so sweet, and he was so supportive, and just like, babe, no, like, you're amazing at what you do, and remember, like, why you started doing this, and your message, and you have so much wisdom to share, and I was just like, no, that was a lie. That's what I said to him. That all was a lie, the reason I started doing this radio show. And there was a part of me that knew the truth, right? But the other voice was the loud voice. It was that, you know, we've got these two wolves in our mind, and there's the good wolf and the bad wolf, and which one are we feeding? The one that just tries to take us down and keep us from achieving our dreams and our happiness and our success and our beautiful relationships, or the one that's going to move us forward? And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the biggest things is resistance. You know, we've got this resistance to what we want or what we deserve to have.
And yeah. You know, it's interesting you're bringing that up because I did a show with Sarah Maine yesterday, and it's not airing yet. It's going to be airing shortly, but we talked about one of the things that the solution or the antidote for resistance, and it's resilience. And yet, when I hear Sarah talk about it from a Sanskrit perspective, I hear a different view of it. But in the end, you got the support, right? I get the support. But there are times, and you know, there are times, like right now, still living in a COVID world. I don't care, like, where you are or what you think's going on. You cannot turn around without somebody having it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
At least in our world here. And all of these people that have it, it's not like back when they kept tracking of it. This is just like, oh, yeah, people are going to get it. Okay, this is what you do. And yet at the same time, it drives you to really focus on, are you going to let that take you away from what you want? Are you going to let that story about that? Are you going to let the fact that you've got 3 out of 6 people out that are not well stop you? And so isn't one of the things you look at is what I call the want factor, W-A-N-T factor, right? Because if you didn't want to be here at some deep level, I don't care if your husband's like, oh, I'm going to buy you roses. Let me just book us a big weekend event. Please, you got to really want the want.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that for you and how that has helped you move beyond your resistance.
Yeah, and it comes down to, you know, the want or the why. I hear people say why too, right? What's your why? And it's this drive. It's this innate drive to do whatever your purpose is, whatever your heart's desire is. And that's what pushes us forward, right? And so you can either choose to be the victim or the victor. In whatever it is, right? It's so easy to give up. It really is.
Oh my gosh! Now you're talking to me, because you and I must have had the same day today, right? Mine started yesterday, but we don't. You know, is that a sign that you may need a vacation or a day off or something? Maybe. But when you really want it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? How did you reshift your mind for today?
I just had to sit and just kind of be my own coach. And we're all our own coach, literally. Like, that's one thing. You know, you can do this all on your own. You don't need a coach. You don't need a counselor. You don't need the support unless you've had some massive, you know, trauma that you're trying to work through. But we all have that inside of us to be able to walk ourselves through it, ask those questions. And it was as simple as, is this real? What you're experiencing, Tracy, is this real? And it, I had to go back 3 months to when I started this show and was like, remember what you felt like. Remember that passion. Remember that desire. Remember that want to share your story and share your wisdom so that other people can step into their own magic. And so it was just a little adjustment, and I had to hear that voice. I had to, you know, when you, that ego can get so loud, and what we resist persists, right? So it's like holding a beach ball underwater. At some point, you're just going to get too tired. You can't do it anymore. So you have to kind of just welcome it. Like, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're just, you're talking smack. Like, thank you. It served me well at one point in my life. It doesn't serve me anymore.
Yeah.
And so then it just, I gave up the resistance of trying to fight that evil and trying to fight for what I was doing and just kind of let it flow. And that's where the ease comes in, of just being like water and welcoming it, whatever emotion it is. You know, it's like, I read this poem one time and it was basically saying, welcome emotions like they're visitors. Welcome them into your house. Let them create a little ruckus if they need to, and then allow them to go out the back door. And that's what helped me get through this, is just acknowledging this fear and this confusion. It was confusion. It was literally like, I don't even know what's real anymore. And that's the ego's trying to crumble, right? And it does not go down without a fight. It will go kicking and screaming, and it will pull out any stop it can to try to keep me from moving forward.
And, you know, I love that you're talking about this in this way. I want to take a short break, because when we come back, I want to talk about this idea that we actually take self-sabotaging to a whole new level. And one of the most, I found one of the most, how should I say it, revealing words about self-sabotaging, you know, when it comes to success. And this is what you're going to talk about when we come back. There's a word that if it creeps up in your vocabulary, it begins to put into play that self-sabotaging energy. What do you think that word is? Even if you don't say it out loud, what do you think it is? When we come back, more with Tracy Lynn. But before we go, Tracy, how do people find out about you? How do they sign up for that 30-minute discovery session? Give folks a little bit of information, and then we'll come right back.
Yes, I would love to hear from anybody. Reach out, sign up on my VIP list to get information and wisdom that I send out on regular emails, as well as free giveaways. I'm at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And if you are interested in the free 30-minute discovery or magic reveal session, we'll call it, you can email me at info@inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's info@inspiredwisdomcoaching. And I would be honored to just support you along this journey. And even if we can just, you know, crack a little chip in that shell to get you to access a little bit more of your magic, I would be honored.
Yeah. When we come back, get ready for this, everybody. This is about the self. All of us do it. Even me, I do it. And what's the difference, though, between me doing it today and me doing it, let's say, when I first met Benny? What is the difference? What is it calling forth? When we come back, for those of you out there, if you're in the zone of this and you are in the zone of self-sabotaging your success, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We're here. We'll be right back.
In a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week.
Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Everyday living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
With me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, Benny, I got to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, want to tell me who that was?
Eiffel 65. Everything is blue.
Everything is blue. Oh, I love it.
Do you remember the hook of it?
No, I don't. Can you? That's right.
That's what I thought.
Thank you, Benny.
No problem. That's it, right there.
God,
she nailed it.
Okay, we could stop the show now. For those of you just tuning in, great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is Tracy Lynn's show, Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Reveal unconscious systems and discover your unstoppable freedom power. Today, she's just bringing it. How we sabotage our magic. We talked about what, not right out of the gate, you got to want your thing. You got to like want your thing. You have to want it, right? You know, people ask me a question, what do you think the number one thing is for us not achieving what we want? I said, we don't really want it. If you really wanted to lose that 30 pounds, they'd be gone.
Yeah.
Like you'd be up on that Stairmaster like 24/7, right? But this next part that you're going to talk about, I think is really at the underpinnings of it. And it is the idea of self-sabotage, because when you say it, it becomes obvious, but it's insidious. It lies within. It waits. It waits. It's like awaken the Kraken, right? But it's always there waiting for its time. Tell us about this and, you know, how this gets in the way.
Well, first I just want to kind of mention a couple of qualities of self-sabotage that I think a lot of our listeners can relate to. We're talking procrastination, perfectionism, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of being seen, anxiety, depression. Those are all self-sabotaging behaviors. Disclaimer, unless it's, you know, genetic or chemical. But majority of it, it's self-sabotage. Depression is anger turned inward. So those are self-sabotaging behaviors. And, you know, that movie with The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah,
talk about self-sabotage behavior. So Jordan starts at the bottom, right, building his way up, getting into this, you know, into the stock market, ends up building his own business, starts making buku bucks, starts engaging in self-destructive behaviors, and then ends up losing it all, losing his wife, losing his kids, losing, you know, everything. And that's what that movie is about. Like, it was just too much. He didn't know what to do with it. Even though he wanted it, there was a part of him that is like, we're shutting this down. We're shutting it down. And that's the voice. That's what we're trying to look at is, who is that little voice? Where's that coming from? And what is it trying to keep us safe from? Success, people would be like, why would success be a threat? It's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a threat because it's a massive change in your life, right? You're having to do different behaviors. You're having to be around different people. You're having to manage more money. You're having to manage more responsibility.
Oh, boy.
Forget
people.
That. Keep me small. Keep me small. Keep me in my little hole. And one of the greatest things that is kind of, I've seen it in different outlets right now, talking about imposter syndrome. And I don't know if you've heard of that, Dr. Pat.
Oh, heard of it. I almost think I might have invented it like a gazillion years ago. But I think people understand the words of it, but they don't understand what you're about to say, which is how this literally affects how we act in the world.
Yeah, so imposter syndrome, even though it seems like, oh, I'm faking being big and great. No, it's believing that you're faking being big and great, when really that's your true essence. So the imposter syndrome is, I'm a fake. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm really not that smart. I'm really not that beautiful. I'm really not that great. I'm really not that intuitive. And that is, like, for me this morning, that's kind of what came crashing down, is the structure of imposter syndrome. And so many celebrities have it. There's people that have admitted to, who was it that I was listening to? Angela, you know who I'm talking about, the fabulous, she's a speaker, a writer.
Maya Angelou?
Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello.
Thank you,
Jenny. That's my mind right now, just garbled. And then I think Beyonce admitted to it. But it's very, very common.
Rooney Mara, when Rooney Mara is one of the lesser-known actresses, but when you hear the role she played, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, hello, and then she played in Carol, nobody talks about her lack of confidence more than she does. And you know what? It's interesting because since being in that film with Blanchett, being in Carol, you've seen her come out a little bit more. But you know what I love about it? When she's on, when you see her in a movie, it's like you would never know it, right? Isn't that the confusing part of this? Because there are people that are like that and yet find the strength to show up powerfully. Don't you find?
Absolutely. Well, it's just like any of these singers, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're sitting there going, oh, people are going to think I'm a fake. You can't fake that voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't fake that talent. And you can't fake, as I've experienced this morning, my experience and my wisdom that came from the journey I've been on. But that voice sure was telling me that I am. And just being able to tame it, because realizing that people, it doesn't matter what people think about you or feel about you. I hear that saying that says, what people think about you is none of your business. And it's true. It's what we know and believe about ourselves. And just breaking through that, being able to break through that structure that we've created to keep us safe.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people have unspoken family rules that will keep them from achieving success. You know, because we're operating still from this little part of our mind that's this five-year-old kid, right? And to outdo your father who was struggled his whole life, like, that's betrayal. And those are the systems that are underlying that are keeping us from our magic. And it's being able to just stop and identify, like, what did you see growing up? Where were your parents? Where were they around success? What did they believe around success? My family, you know, always commented on wealth as, oh, how do they do that? How do they do that? That's for the other people. And I'm not the other person. I'm part of my family. And so it was breaking through that unspoken family rule that I can have wealth.
Yeah.
I can be that person.
Yeah. I mean, don't you love it when you get these insights? Like, here you are now, and you're sharing with us, you know, what you've learned and what you coach, what you use in your coaching about sabotage and how we do it. But one of the things that's really important to understand is that we're all capable. We're all capable of self-sabotage. And, you know, unspoken family rules are part of it. The other part of it that's related to what we're going to talk about when we come back from break is, you know, sabotage in relationships. Because let's just take a moment, if we could, and talk about the fact that relationships aren't just love relationships, but you're talking about family. We also have relationships with our spiritual religious communities. And I have to tell you, it's really interesting. I haven't talked about this much, but I mentioned it this morning. I grew up as a young child Catholic, and the best parts of Catholicism is what I experienced up until I'd say 7 or 8 years old, and then I got introduced to other spiritual practices by my stepmom. But what did I learn from that spiritual practice? And, you know, here's what you learn as a kid. I learned about giving. People say, what are you talking about, the basket? Yeah, but you're a kid. That's not what you're talking about. You're not talking about. There's a part of what you learn where, you know, your grandma or your aunt grabs you by the hand and brings you over to, back then you actually lit the candles. Now I think it's some kind of electric thing that comes on. I don't even know. But I fell in love with this ritual with my grandma and my Aunt May with the candles. And we would always go to the altar with Mary. I never understood why we always went there. I mean, there were other places you could go. There was like a saint over there and a saint over there, because back in New York, when you go into these churches, they're like, everywhere is like saints in gold. But we'd always go to the same place, and there would be this ritual. And I remember it. Beauty, the candle, the prayer. I mean, it was so, like, as a kid, you're five. And at the end, Grandma would hand me a quarter, and I never forgot this. And Grandma would say, put the quarter in the bucket to feed the poor. Now, back then they had a can. Now I think that, but you see, there are many things that I've left behind about Catholicism, but it's not that one. And when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about it, because you can learn those things, but you can also learn some other things from whatever those influences are. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, it's peeling the layers of that onion. That's what it is. It's many, many layers.
The flip side of that story, and then we'll go to break, is that my two sisters were Southern Baptist, and they did not want to join this army. And my mom married my dad, and so she tried to fit in. I don't think she ever was able to convert, because she divorced an abusive man. But my two sisters had a different view of it. Now, can you imagine us sitting in a church, and we're going to church every Sunday, and that basket would come around, and then I would put my money in, and Joyce and Doris, they would take the money out of the basket. So you see, there are two sides to every coin, aren't there? Because they thought, we need the money. Let's take a short break, everybody, when we come back. This is the key. Relationships provide fertile ground for sabotage. We are not on this planet alone. When we come back, Tracy Lynn's going to walk us through how this shows up everywhere with the people that cut your lawn, with your boss, with your spouse, maybe with your kids. How about your mom, your mother-in-law, your sister-in-law? Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break when we come back. I don't have much to say about it. Tracy Lynn's going to say it all. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Bels on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Drina Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and with Drina Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insight on how to turn things around and gain the Married for Life mindset.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is a great show. We are so thrilled to have you. This is Awaken Your Magic Within. Tracy Lynn Wallace is the host of this show. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to hang out with her. Today we're taking on how we sabotage our magic. What we've talked about so far is the fact that you've got to really want it. And if you don't really want it, that's a sign. It doesn't mean you're good. It doesn't mean you failed. It just doesn't, it means it's just not it, right? But Tracy said it before, you get exactly what you want because that's what shows up. The other thing that Tracy, that you talked about also was how we self-sabotage success. Before we talk about what I think is the big enchilada here is sabotaging relationships. Tell people again how they can connect with you, how they can work with you, all of the above.
I am here to support you tapping into that magic. So I'm at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, and you can email me at info@inspiredwisdomcoaching if you'd like to take advantage of that free 30-minute discovery session where we can kind of tap into some self-sabotaging beliefs that you may have.
This really leads us to what I call the punchline of this, and I would love for you to comment on it. And the reason I call it the punchline, and I've said, Benny has heard me say this a million times in over time, is if we were meant not to have to deal with relationships, each of us would have been given our own planet. That's exactly the way it works, right? Right? I would have my, like, own pet planet. But that's not what happens. We were put here. We are here. We evolved here. Whatever the here is. And we're here with other people. Now, you're going to talk about relationships. I had one of my table tennis buddy the other day ask me a question. I said, you're from New York, right? I said, yeah. And he said, why do people have to walk so fast? And I said, well, because if you don't, you will actually get stampled on. You'll be like under a herd of cattle. I said, the light changes for 90 seconds. You have 90 seconds for anywhere close to 100 to 200 people across the light. They walk fast. Some people have it timed. And he said, why? And I said, I have no idea. And the reason I bring it up is because I know my relationship with growing up in that culture. I know what it's like to have to cross the street in Manhattan fast. Mm-hmm. But just because we do that there, that doesn't mean that we have to be stampled in relationships outside of that in our life. Can you talk about the self-sabotage in relationships and what's your personal experience with that? I don't know, maybe you, I have a lot, but this is your show, so you have to talk about it.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want.
No, that's okay. No, I'm happy to share it because it's...
But it could be anything. It could be like the job. I talked about the job this morning. It could be like Benny and I, we've done shows about like the goldfish we shared and stuff. It could be anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to this movie of Shrek that many of us have seen, and, you know, here Shrek has to go rescue this princess from the castle and take her back so she can marry Lord Farquaad. And, you know, she's with this ogre, and she didn't want to admit that she was ogre either, right? She didn't want to admit that. Instead, she was willing to go and marry this little guy with a huge ego, because she was afraid that, even though she liked Shrek, she was afraid that he was going to see her as unattractive, even though she was the same as he was, right? And so it's lying to ourselves about who we really are. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people who can identify with relationships. And I wrote down here on my notes, that's not the person I fell in love with, right? So two people meet. They're in heavenly bliss. They decide to get married. They're like, everything's amazing. And then all of a sudden, years later, whatever, they're going, that's not the person I fell in love with. So what happens? What happens? When we're in love, we are in our magic. Like, we are invincible. Everything is amazing. Everything is beautiful. And then we start to go, this person's going to find out who I really am. And so we self-sabotage, and we become the person that we're afraid that they think that we're going to be without even realizing it's happening. My husband and I got married a year ago, and our wedding day was the most amazing, beautiful, love-filled day. It was just a small private ceremony, kind of midst of COVID, in our backyard, and the love was radiating. I mean, it was just, you could feel the energy. It was so beautiful. This first year of our marriage has been literally him and I sabotaging ourselves, hiding from who we really are, right?
Wow.
Because I'm like, he can't really believe I was that woman. And he probably was thinking the same thing. And so that's my personal experience. And it's very hard for me to speak about it because it's embarrassing. I have a lot of shame behind it. But it's I want to share it because I want people to recognize, hey, you know what, Tracy, she's a self-love manager, life coach. She's human. She still has stuff that she's working through and identifying and uncovering. And the pain of that, like, I look back to who I was on that wedding day and up until then, and I was just like, damn, like, she was in her full goddess energy. But no, I had to shrink down and play small and just step into, like, this little role of not who I am. And it caused a lot of problems in our first year of marriage. But my whole point is just being able to identify, like, I could see it, and it was like, why are you doing this, Tracy? Why are you doing this, Tracy Lynn? Like, what's this all about? And uncovering, oh, my God, I'm afraid that he's going to think I'm a fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what happens in these marriages. People get married, and then they just – imposter syndrome. It's so, so common.
Yeah.
Right, as we talked about. Like, they're not going to believe I'm that great. And we self-sabotage. The next thing you know, we're getting divorced, and then we're meeting somebody else, and we're being great again. And then we self-sabotage, and then divorce number two, and then we meet somebody else, and we're great again. And it's just a cycle that we have to be able to identify and break it. And a lot of it is old baggage, right?
Yeah.
Whose baggage are you carrying from old relationships, right? Trust. Trust. Like, I can't trust that person. Did they do anything to you?
Yep.
No, but I can't trust them because women can't be trusted. Men can't be trusted. And so it creates the partner to be like, well, you're not going to trust me anyways. I might as well do something because you don't trust me.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. So are you ready? Ready to roll? Ready to ride this?
Bring it.
I got the Bronco. Benny, we're on the Bronco. I'm part of a community that grew up not knowing very much about marriage. And thank you for sharing your beautiful story. It's so worth taking a moment to honor. It really is. As Gloria Steinem once said to me, that's living outrageously, getting married in the middle of that COVID thing. But I love that you did it because you were already in the middle of a stressful place. And I love when love shines through. Now, I started an entirely new coaching practice at the beginning of COVID because a friend of mine said to me, Pat, you have to coach this community. You have to come out. You have to take what you know. You have to get to your people, and you have to coach women in the LGBTQ plus community. Mm. And I just looked and I said, there are just a million coaches. They said, no, we need help. And we spent about 3 hours talking about it, and I really did understand this. You know, there's a joke, and please don't email me because this is not an offense. This really is, it's not a joke, but it's sort of an ism in the LGBTQ community, especially with women. You meet, you date, you get the U-Haul, and you move in. Now, everybody knows that. Ellen joked about it. But what happened? So here's what I want you to talk about in relationships. What happened is the institution of marriage hit millions of people. And if you grow up with it, you watch your moms, you watch your dad, you watch divorce, right? I mean, you watched all that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You watched, like, your brothers, your sisters, you know, a totally structured environment. But we're in a new realm now with relationships. We don't even know what we don't know. And I wonder, my question to you, as my friend was asking me, and she said, we don't know what the potholes are because we've never seen them before, and now we're in them. And so I started to build a platform, which is going to come out later on this year. But here's the thing, part of the LGBTQ community, I mention it because we're in Pride Month here. Yo, Benny, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we are in a different world with this now, and I want to ask you the same question. Divorce rates have never been higher. This is new territory. This is like a startup. What have you observed in the arena of relationships, and what are the new ways we're self-sabotaging? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I don't care if the institution of marriage has been around for a gazillion years. We have never been in the past 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like some war or something. But what people have done in the family unit, this is virgin territory for relationship sabotage. What are your thoughts?
Excellent question. And, you know, it doesn't matter the gender. We all have wounds. We all have wounds. And we all, relationships are all about iron sharpening iron, right? So anybody that comes into your life is going to rub out something that no longer serves you. And when people are blaming instead of taking their own personal accountability, nothing will ever change. And like I said on a previous show, you can get rid of the button pusher, but you still got the button, and you got to find out where that button is. And so, you know, I notice a lot, and I've got kids that range from age 16 to 29 with stepkids too, but the commitment thing, like, nobody really believes in commitment. It's like everything's so quick and easily disposable and, you know, like you don't like, unfriend. You don't like, swipe left. You don't like, unfollow. You don't like, delete the application. You don't like, you know, it's just, it's so easy to just discard instead of sitting in that and identifying like, ooh, what am I feeling? Why do I want to get rid of this person? I mean, if you're doing it in a way of setting boundaries, yes, that's easy. But I see people discarding friendships left and right. You know, it's just everything's disposable. And so regardless of the gender, regardless of how long, regardless if there's a marriage certificate or just, you know, moving in together, it's being able to identify our own wounds. Because when you fall in love with somebody, there's a reason you fell in love with them. Nobody falls in love going, you know what, we're going to be having an ugly divorce or separation in 3 years from now. Nobody ever thinks
no,
that.
No, no, no.
So how do you go from loving somebody so much to hating them so much?
Wow.
And it's just...
Wow.
It's what happens. It's what happens. And these first, what is the, you know, the, with each additional marriage, the divorce rate gets higher and higher, right? We're still marrying the same person in a different pair of shoes unless we've done our work. We are. Or we're bringing our old baggage to the table, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, you know, so my ex-partner cheated on me, then I'm assuming this partner's going to cheat on me, and every other person's going to cheat on me moving forward. And that's not true. So a lot of it comes down to low self-esteem and self-worth. That's the underlying. It's fear, right? I hate you, don't leave me. I hate you, don't leave me. And it becomes this push-pull in these relationships where nobody wants to sit and work through their stuff, but they continue with this cycle over and over and through subsequent relationships. And I met with some friends years ago and this conversation, and I was asked, what's your right turn, Tracy? What's your right turn? And I was like, what the heck is that? Well, it's the point in your relationship that things go sideways. And I was like, what a great question. And they were kind of sharing what theirs were. And I was like, mine's I love too much. And they were like, what the heck? That can't be that. That's not such a thing. And I was like, no, really it is. And it's just like, because I love with my whole heart.
Yeah.
And the issue that I've run into in the past is that I'm loving people who didn't love me back in the same way I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And it became very painful. And so for all the listeners and viewers out there, ask yourself, what's your right turn? What's your right turn? Whether it's in personal relationships, whether it's in business, you know, familial relationships, romantic relationships, what's your right turn? At what point do you jump off the highway? And I think that's going to create an opportunity to find some answers.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about this. I want to ask you a question here, if I could. And what I want to really ask you about is what we don't really have time to talk about today, because it's so, I think we should do a whole show on relationships, you know, the multifaceted nature of them. because I've known people to have magic in their work relationships and just be absolute Voldemort in their home. You know, he's the like he who shall not be named guy. And when people look at that and they see on the outside, it's very difficult. But I want to ask you in the couple minutes we have left, you talk about to trust difficulties. I'd like to wrap this up by talking about how important that is.
Around trust and relationships?
Yep. Yeah, boy. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
It's being able to have that stability of knowing that you're safe, you're important, you matter, and you're heard. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
My feelings need to matter. And if my feelings matter and your feelings matter, then we're going to have trust in the relationship. But as soon as somebody's doing something without taking, that's going to make me emotional.
Getting emotional listening to you.
Without taking somebody else's feelings into consideration, there's no trust. There's no trust in that relationship. And it's just so important to provide that for each other. And in any relationship, right, there's got to be trust because that's the foundation. And, you know, if you've got an underlying, you know, you talked about business relationship or, you know, in the workplace and then home life, well, those home life relationships are a lot more, they're a lot closer, right? A lot deeper. And so if somebody's got this belief of not deserving love or not being lovable,
mm-hmm.
People in the workplace, they can come and go and I can be sweet to them all day long. But as soon as I make myself vulnerable,
oh boy,
at the risk of not feeling loved or being lovable, then forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it. It's just.
Yeah. I would love to do a whole show on this with you because there's so much we've touched upon. I mean, one of the syndromes that I've noticed, and this is what I work with women on especially, is it's so obvious. You know, you watch, and it happens with siblings, I think, more than anything. You watch your sibling talk to everybody else on the planet. They get on the phone, hey, how are you? How's your... And then they get off the phone and they turn to you and say, oh, that was stupid what you... I mean, like, you become the punching bag. And so it gets so... I just talked to Linda about this the other day. It's so obvious. And yet you're afraid to say... I said, you know what? The next time it happens, just say, ouch. I want to talk about that because if you have the ability to be sweet cheeks with somebody you randomly know, then you take them sweet cheeks and bring it over to the person you're, like, in relationship with. But all the things you talked about today factor into it. So I'm gonna hold you right there. So when we do the next show, we're going to, like, the whole ball of wax relationships, if you want to take it on.
Let's do it. No, I think it's important.
But why not talk about the magic within a relationship? Because without that, what? Go hug a tree. I hug my trees, but they don't hug back. You know, I hug my flamingos energetically. Please don't write this up. I'm going to have to delete that right from the show, that one right there. Tracy Lynn, thank you for today.
You've been listening to Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to awaken your underlying power by shattering unconscious limiting beliefs which have been influencing your life. There is an innate part of you that thrives for love, happiness, and success. It is your birthright. The choices you make now have the ability to empower you to see things from a higher perspective. Visit me at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound over on State Route 518, westbound at State Route 509, right there at the collector distributor. A recent collision partially blocking most of the lanes in that area. Medical aid, fire assistance, tow, and state patrol have arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Why Wait, Look Better, Feel Better, and Be Your Best from the Inside Out. With special guest, Georgette LePage.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Senators are hearing from the son of a Buffalo shooting victim. Garnell Whitfield Jr. called on politicians to address the cancer of white supremacy after a mass shooting left 10 black people dead in a Buffalo grocery store in May. His mother was among the 10 people shot and killed in the attack at the top supermarket by a man who said he was targeting black people. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey will join today's White House briefing to talk about new gun regulations. He's a native of Uvalde, Texas, where a gunman recently shot and killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school. The 90th meeting of the United States Conference of Mayors is over. USCM President, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, says much of the focus this year was on gun violence.
I don't think there's a parent in the United States that didn't feel when they were dropping their kids off, that didn't wonder how safe are their kids really, and what can they do to protect their children when they leave them in the hands of others and in a school where they should be, by all accounts, safe.
Suarez said hundreds of mayors in attendance signed a letter that's being sent to Congress. In it, they ask for nonpartisan movement on things like background checks and better training for first responders. A top American diplomat is warning North Korea of the consequences it would face if it conducts a nuclear test. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman visited South Korea and said such a test would bring a swift and forceful response. She added the entire world would respond if one were to happen. Her comments were made as the U.S. and South Korea took part in a joint air power demonstration that featured 20 warplanes. Seals of the soft rock duo Seals and Crofts has died at the age of 80. The duo was known for their hits in the 70s like Summer Breeze and Diamond Girl. Seals served as the primary lead vocalist of the duo, who are considered a pillar of the soft rock genre. Friends of Seals confirmed his death. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions. Plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Wow. Hey, everybody. What a great... Listen, we have a great show. Joining me here today... No, actually, I get to join her. This is her show. And it's Why Wait, W-E-I-G-H-T, Look Better, Feel Better, Be Your Best from the Inside Out. I'm talking about Georgette LePage. She is my coach, helping me get back on track after months of taking a medication that I didn't understand. But what does it mean, get back on track? Well, first of all, as much experience as you may have or I may have, there are things that get underneath us that we need help with. I work with coaches because I know I can't do things alone. But I'm also one of the worst people to coach in a lot of ways, right? And we may talk about that today, because flipping diet culture beliefs is at the core of it. And what does that mean? Let me tell you a little bit about Georgette first. Not only is she the one that has created Why Weight's fantastic, but she also talks about the fact that being healthy doesn't have to be hard or seem impossible. Why am I even bringing this up? Because what are we talking about? Flipping beliefs. But yet, almost everything in our culture says that. You're in the middle of watching TV, and all of a sudden, somebody comes on and shows you all the reasons why you're not successful, and then they show you the pill that you should take. But here she is. She is a phenomenal coach. She understands joy. She understands what it means to go on this journey. Because on a daily basis, she helps people understand the true nature of empowerment and meets you where you are. One of the things that I've heard her say, and I know she said it to me, don't ever lose hope. There are practical and simple ways to improve your physical health. And one of them is reframing your thoughts and your mindset. But today, as this phenomenal certified health and life coach, powers women all over the world, helps them with their mental weight first, this show is for any one of you out there that maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody you know, but think about this. What is a diet culture? What is the impact? And most of all, what is the impact on your mindset, your cultural beliefs? Georgette, what about this topic? What is it that came up for you that said, I got to talk about this? Thank you. Great to have you in your own show.
Thank you. What a fabulous introduction. Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful. This means a lot to me, this topic. It is huge. It's in our face every day. And especially if you grew up, you know, a time ago when I did, it was still there. It was there and it was different. But now I think with social media, and we'll talk about that, it is plastered everywhere. And so, I'm really excited today to share some of my own stories and some stories of some of my clients, where they were with this and where they're moving to, because that's what we do in coaching. We take where you are and where you're going to go in the future. We don't look back very much except to learn the lessons. And this is a big deal. I confess that I have contributed to the $71 million industry of diets and weight loss. I confess.
I have too.
So many ways. And so we're going to kind of unpack that a little bit today and see, how do you sift through everything? Our society is so fast, and you can get anything fast, click of this, click of that. You can learn anything. You can buy anything. You can do anything. But are we really taking time to stop and think about what this all is, what the diet industry really is, and what beliefs can we let go of to move forward into some better space mm-hmm. with our weight? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to hit you up for this term, which I think it's so important to understand, because I think there are so many of us that don't know we're in the middle of it. And let's talk about the idea of a diet culture. Now, people may say, really, a diet culture? It is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it comes at you in many ways. But it's very rare to say the word diet and not somebody get what you're talking about. I think it's one of the most feared words, right? I mean, you never want your doctor to say, okay, you're obese, you got to go on a diet. But here we are, and we're in the middle of it. Tell me what that word means, diet. I mean, honestly, the fact that it's got the word die in it, it just doesn't even make sense to me. What's your thoughts?
That's what I was going to say. The first three letters are D-I-E, die. So it's kind of a bad word. It's not the right word. It's not the best word. In my mind, when I see the word diet, I think of restrictive, depriving yourself of something and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. There's an element of being bad and not doing what you need to do. It's a very negative word, actually. I usually use the word, when I talk with clients, I'll say, okay, healthy lifestyle, food plan, eating to fuel, different things that kind of get us out of that word diet. But the word is everywhere. And it's on magazines. If you're in the grocery store, the magazines are still there, good old-fashioned magazines. You see it plastered. You see some very unrealistic things shown to us, put in our face. You know, lose 50 pounds in 2 months and take this pill and you could do this and that. And it's so overwhelming. When you educate yourself about, you know, healthy ways to lose weight, and they're small steps, very practical things, those type of things that are in your face all the time are almost very comical, because they promise very empty things to us. They're empty promises. You have to be real to know there's no way a human being can, you know, not eat for 2 weeks and lose 50 pounds. I mean, the messaging is just very of a deprived nature, which goes totally against healthy eating and healthy weight loss. So the word to me is a negative word. I've tried not to use it very much myself, for myself and for others, but it's there. It's everywhere, and it gets your attention. It also, when you see the word, it puts you in a little panic, like, oh, my gosh, what's the newest thing? You know, what's the newest promise? Is it a pill? Is it, you know, some of those ridiculous things. I mean, we've all fallen for some of them. I've fallen for a few. And then, you know, you scroll through Instagram and all these people are just, you know, promising all these products that they're sure are going to work for you. And it is everywhere. So you really have to get a handle on what that means to you and how you can maybe rephrase it a bit differently. And then what are you looking for to be healthier? And I'm sure a lot of things work very well on a short-term basis. But that's not healthy lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle mm-hmm. is a habit that you do over and over again, so you don't even have to think about it. It's automatic. It's in your brain. And these quick fixes are just that. I mean, I had someone say to me recently, I'm so envious of so-and-so at work because she lost all this weight. And I said, well, what is she doing? She said, well, when I asked her that, she was doing these shakes or something, but she was also on the treadmill every day. So I said, so you don't really know completely? And she said, no, but if it works for her, I should try that too.
Mm.
So there's a lot there.
But is that true? Let's ask about this, because what works for one doesn't always work for the other. But I want to get to a myth real quick. And it really has to do what we're going to talk about next. I'm going to take a short break, but I need to bring it up. I had a friend of mine say, Pat, have you ever Googled weight loss for over 50? Have you Googled weight loss for over 60? And I just looked at her and I said, you know, not really, but you must have. She said, yes. She said, it's non-existent. And I said, okay. She said, do you know why? Now, I don't Google it, so no. I said, no, I don't know why. She said, because most people that provide this in our diet culture do not believe people over a certain age stand a chance in hell of doing it. Yeah. Now, if that is not like a belief thing in the diet culture, because they don't market to them,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
I don't know what is. But isn't this part of what you're talking about with the word diet? And also, when we come back from break, how do we define this journey for ourselves? I don't care if you called it pickle. If that's the way you want to relate to getting in great, healthy shape, right? But I want to take a short break. And when we come back and really get underneath what the beliefs are that we really believe that are so explicit, but how about the hidden ones? Like the ones we don't talk about. Like we don't even talk about them ourselves. They're like the big secret, but we believe it. Georgette LePage, we're going to take a short break, Benny. When we come back, we're going to talk about this culture. The other thing is I want to make sure you all know, if you're watching on Facebook and you have questions, please put it in there. If you want to call and get some help from Georgette during the show, please do. You know, whether you're like me, struggling with the effects of a medication, or you just want help, it doesn't matter. 1-800-930-2819. We know what these past 2.5 years have been like, and the next 2.5 years don't need to be like them. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to find out how you can work with Georgette, all of the above. Let's take a break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayanti is the show for your soul. Damayanti speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayanti, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. This fabulous show hosted by Georgette LePage. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best. Georgette, before we really get really underneath some of this baggage we carry around, just share a little bit of that. How do people find out about you more? How do they work with you? All of the above. Please let folks know how to do that.
Yes, on my website, GeorgetteLePage.com, there's testimonials, there's information about my programs. I want you to know about me as well. Hear my story, read my story. Blog posts are on there, and our show, past shows are on there too. And just contact me for a free 30-minute discovery session so I can listen to you, listen to what you're looking for. I can tell you what I offer, and we can make it a good fit, see if it works, and then we go forward. And there are different kind of programs. There's a 60-day program and a 90-day program, which gives you enough time to make some changes to make a difference. So, please check me out.
Great.
Take some of my content from there as well, because I'm always putting out things to help people.
Wow. Look, the topic for today and the topic that you're bringing forward in this conversation is really addressing I think, the cries for help that we're seeing. And what you're talking about today is the impact the diet culture has and how we can break free from those old beliefs about it. You know, once upon a time when we would have this conversation, we'd usually be looking at a group of people in a certain age group. The problem has gotten so serious that the age group we're looking at starts at like age six for a lot of people and goes right up the scale. So what we're talking about, it doesn't really have any age exclusion. So can you talk for a minute about that baggage? You know, what are some of the core beliefs that keep us?
Yeah, absolutely. And a message I always try to put out there is one size does not fit all. And that's the kind of a trap that we always fall into with a lot of different things, but with weight loss in particular and with diets and lifestyle things, what works for my body might not work for your body. What someone else, how someone else eats might not totally work the way that it should for me. So keep that in mind as we go along on our journey on this show from today and beyond, to accept yourself for where you are and then decide where you want to go with your goals. It's so freeing when you don't have to be like everybody else and do the same as everybody else, because that's very ingrained in our culture, which is very ironic because we're a culture with overweight rates that are skyrocketing, especially after the last couple of years. Let's face it, so many people put on a ton of weight. They ate their feelings, they drank their feelings, they didn't move around as much. You get the outliers that did the opposite, but they're kind of not as common as people, real people that tried to figure everything out. And we're still trying to figure things out. We're not in the clear. So this is a really good time to kind of think about what things mean to you. I mean, the messaging around us, you know, there's a lot of cultural baggage that people carry. You know, the old, in the 80s, calories in, calories out, just exercise all day and you'll be fine. But go ahead and eat the fat-free food because that's the best for you. Now we know the opposite of that. You need healthy fats, and you don't need all the fillers and the processed food. But our culture has changed, and it started in the 1950s with the diners. That's where people started eating a bit differently with the fast food, and then it just accelerated from there. And if you go travel other places, like I haven't in a bit, but I usually do, I feel so good when I'm in other cultures eating differently, you know, eating the cleaner food and just seeing how they view things quite a bit differently. They're not as consumed with the appearance in the diet industry as we are. It does exist, but it's not like here at all. And I kind of want to put that out there so people can understand that this is very cultural. This is very particular to our country, and, you know, and other countries have it a little bit, but, you know, the beliefs that we have is just, you know, restrict yourself. We're all supposed to look a certain way. We're also be all supposed to be a certain size. And if you're not, then something's wrong with you. And that just snowballs into people feeling so overwhelmed that they don't do anything about their health. No, they're stuck.
Yeah. I mean, part of this journey is, one, stepping up and acknowledging this is where you are. And I think this is really the hardest place to begin. But we do need to begin here. You know, we need to begin at the place where you realize that you've tried things in the past. You're not happy where you are now. And I use that phrase very loosely. It's just a feeling. You know that if you truly believed that you could make the change you wanted to make, you'd make them. Because some part of this might be, and I wish you would talk to this for a minute, might be that you don't believe you can do it. I mean, I had a friend say to me not too long ago, how did she put it? She's like, you know what? I've been battling the bulge for most of my life. I am X years old, and I have thrown in the towel. Everything out there says I'm never going to be strong, lose the weight I need to weigh. And I heard that, and I had two things hit me. there's a part of that that I believed. So that was an awakening. But I do believe there are a lot of people that believe that. How do we get past that myth? Yeah. Oh, and she threw in, and you know, it's not going to be as easy as it was when I was younger. Like, I don't even know who made that, like, story up. But isn't this part of it? And, you know, I'm talking about somebody that is over 50, but I have heard that statement come from people that are 35 years old, right? You know what I'm saying? It is a universal belief, right? Can you talk about that, or do you think it's a universal belief?
Yeah, I think we get stuck and we figure, okay, I've tried this so many times. I've tried to lose weight. It hasn't worked, so it's never going to work for me. So the easy button on that one is to not try. It's easier to just stay with, you know, not being satisfied instead of putting in the good old-fashioned work. And, you know, I hear it all the time. Well, I'm 50 now, so it's all going downhill. Well, I'm a little over 50 myself, and I absolutely refuse to think that way. Yes, things change. Yes, you know, there's a whole bunch of scientific proof about, you know, how your body does change at a certain age. But it does not mean that you have to just kind of roll over and say, never mind, it's too late for me. It's never too late for you. Never. Sometimes we get a diagnosis of some lab results, and the doctor says, wow, your cholesterol is sky high, or your blood pressure is too high, you need to lose weight. And for some people, that's a motivating factor. That's good enough. And for other people, well, you know, I've been this way so long, I don't like to be in pictures, you know, it's just the way it is. That is not okay. That is an excuse. That is an excuse. So it's really time to flip the thinking to say, all right, I just haven't gotten to where I want to be yet. But there are so many resources. And when you work with a coach, it is fascinating to have somebody listen to you and help you reframe, refocus, and kind of reprogram your thinking, because it does take a while when you believe something is true. And that's the way you've thought, and that's what you've accepted. It takes another perspective to help you to flip that around and make some changes. And that's when you'll start thinking differently, is when you'll start making changes.
Yeah, I just got that question as I shared it with you during break. Mm-hmm. It just came in from one of our audience, one of our listeners. Mm-hmm. The next question that came in is, hi, Georgette and Dr. Pat. Sometimes it seems overwhelming. You're right. I turn on the television and there are a million ways, and dial this number, then you dial it, then you have to sign up, then it costs this, then it costs that. And I have pretty much tried everything on a chopping block, and I now feel I don't even know where to begin at this point. This is a great question.
That's a beautiful question.
For a lot of reasons. Let's take a minute and talk about that, because she's right. Yeah. You know, we're bombarded with social media, which we'll talk about, but we're also bombarded with the idea that I don't know where to start.
Yeah, absolutely. And our very first episode together in February was about that, how to jumpstart your health, because the number one obstacle to getting started is the overwhelm. You know, we have so many things at us, coming at us. We have so many people that are telling us things, and conflicting things too, even among the experts. You know, for example, you used to hear red meat is bad for you, and then now red meat's good for you in moderation. You know, wine is not good for you, but red wine is okay for you. So how do you keep up with so many things? You have to learn how to sift through all of the information and take what you need. It's really difficult when you kind of have what I call shiny syndrome. When you reach for everything and you kind of like look all around, you just have to pick one thing. For example, if you're deciding that you're going to change the way you eat, you don't need to be focusing on the exercise part right now. Just pick one thing. Does that mean your meals? Does that mean meal time? Does that mean what you're eating? Just pick one thing and find some good sources, you know, like a coach or sources online, and just pick one. I have sometimes to catch myself when I'm researching something like sugar, for example. I always am looking at things about sugar because that's a big problem.
Yeah.
And I will find myself an hour later with six or seven different experts that may have varying opinions, and I'm very confused by the end of my search. So what I have to do is go to the best sources I can find, get what I can, take what I can, learn what I can, and apply that. If I were to spend all day looking at different diets or creams and magic pills and potions and, you know, shakes and everything and all these promises, I would never take the first step. You are so right out there listening, because that's the thing. So you have to pick one thing that you're interested in and start there. And we talked about that, one step at a time.
I mean, this is really now for everybody out there. You know, what we're talking about is in response to you all emailing us and saying, how do I flip this? How do I turn this around? What if we were to say to you that you have the power within, with the right guidance, the right coaching, the right tools, that you have the power within to create an amazingly strong mind, body, spirit? You have the power within to meet what the goals are that you want. But maybe you just don't know how. Or how about this, Benny? Let's leave everybody with this. How about maybe you're getting so much dang information, maybe you're getting information on your really should fit in that really pointed shoe with the 6-inch heels, and boy, there's something wrong with you if you don't. Maybe you are beautiful right now. When we come back, Georgette LePage is going to walk us through, how does social media portray weight loss? Mm. I mean, how does it really do it?
Yeah,
ask Demi Lovato. She can tell you a bit about that. think about some of the people that have recently, Dallas Bryce Howard. No, is that right? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get her name right.
I think Bryce Dallas. Yeah,
Bryce Howard. You know, Ron Howard's daughter. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. She's, of course, Jurassic World, Park, and all the above. But behind the scenes, she is producing and directing one of the most incredible series. How about her? How about every time she gets on camera, the comment that is made, what do you think? Let's take a short break when we come back. And I just want to say to all to everybody out there, I don't think anybody is commenting about Rihanna's weight now. Like, not a single person.
Mm.
Why do you think that is? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me
me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Everybody, welcome back. That's what we're talking about, flipping diet culture beliefs. Why wait? This is Georgette LePage's show. Before we get into talking about social media and then how to reframe despite social media, please let folks know again how they can work with you, a little bit about the coaching you do, and how there is a solution for them.
Yeah, thank you. I try to empower women to be their best on the inside and out with healthy lifestyle ways, healthy eating ways, and just rethinking. It has to start on the inside with your thinking, and then it can flip to the outside. But it's a reverse direction than what I used to do, and that's how I've become so aware of working on your thinking first and how you treat yourself and feel about yourself in order for you to push out the best physical part of yourself. And that's very different from the messaging that we get. We get most of the physical first, and we're going to talk about that. But those are people I'm ready to work with, people that want to make some changes and want to know more. And my website is georgettelepage.com. All the information is there. We can set up a complimentary 30-minute discovery session to talk about what's going on with you, what do you want for results, what do I offer, and are we a good match? And I got to say, I have a coach myself, too.
I do, yeah, exactly.
Really good coaches have coaches.
Yes, I have several.
Yeah.
I have several.
Yes, because you're constantly.
I can't do it alone.
Nobody should do it alone. We are such a big world now. You don't have to do anything alone unless you want to. And weight loss journey is something that can be so overwhelming and so filled with so many things coming at you. It's really good to have someone that you are one-on-one with and you're accountable to. That's a big part of it as well. Mm-hmm. And someone that'll listen. We don't do a lot of listening in our culture. We do a lot of talking. And so it's really great to have someone listen and help you direct, to where you want to go. So that would be key. And, social media, I didn't grow up with it. A lot of us didn't, but a lot of people did, What I'm finding is you have to be very careful. It's just like, how much do you want to intake? How much do you want to consume? Or it can consume you. We've all caught ourselves scrolling for a while on sometimes important things and sometimes mindless things. We could waste a lot of time on it, but there's some messages in the social media with, weight loss that are, not very positive. It's still that everyone should look a certain size. Everyone should be this weight, weight, especially when you get a little bit older. That's where I have a ton of people wanting to work with me to figure out, how can I jumpstart where I am now? It's not where I want to be. Or this worked for me in the past, but it's not working anymore. So that's simply just reprogramming, reframing, and finding new ways. It's not giving up. It is not giving up. So my message of hope out there is that if you think you've tried everything, there's still something. There's a different way. You just haven't found it yet. So before you throw in the towel completely and accept, you know, this is just the way it is, you know, I can never do it, I challenge you to try one more time, a different way, a different way. Work with someone, work with me, and I will show you that you've got a lot of living to do, and how you do it is up to you. There's a lot of choice in what we do. The only thing we can't control is our circumstance. What happens to us? Everything else is in our power. How we think about something, how we act, and to a degree, the results we get from the actions that we take. So there's a lot of empowerment that some of us just don't realize. We just kind of go with it. We look at social media. We look at all the promises. I do that a lot just to see what's out there. I no longer put myself out there as a consumer to buy something. I'm pretty sure that a magic pill is not going to work for me term. Maybe short term, but long term, no. And food, you know, shakes, certain shakes, that's all you do, that's all you eat. No, I'm pretty sure I know enough about nutrition that that sounds good at first, but that's not long term. That's not a habit. So I kind of would say the effect that it has on us, though, is it can lead us down a little rabbit hole. A little bit of, you know, there's a little hope out there. Let me try this. Let me put my money here. And the next thing we know, we're on that list of people that say, well, I've tried everything. That's a vicious circle, really. Mm-hmm. It really is. But there's just still the portrayal of what someone should look like. And I still don't understand who gets to decide that.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't kidding when I talked about the shoes, because we now know that most shoe designs decades ago were designed by men and never worn by men. And, you know, I would watch my stepmom always look great. Her nails were always done. She was a beautiful woman. But I would watch her get into these shoes, right? And she would ask us three girls before my brother, we would have to do the same, although she was wise enough to never make us get into those shoes.
Mm.
And I remember asking her one day, you know, when I saw her not with those shoes, and like a flat pair of shoes.
Yes.
And I remember just looking oddly, not knowing what to say exactly to her, and saying something like, I bet your feet feel better. Just like that. I'm young. We're all young. And she just kind of looked at me and said, yeah, when you grow up, don't ever wear shoes that somebody makes you wear, think they make you wear. And she says, as a matter of fact, don't ever do something. Right, here we go. Don't ever do anything in life that somebody wants you to do if you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And this is part of the journey. If you want to take this journey, I mean really want to take this journey, then boy, today is for you. But we're not telling you to want to take the journey, right?
Right.
Yet social media tells you you must do it to fit in, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. And it has in my entire lifetime. I mean, that's what I remember. You know, all the images of how you should look and what you should wear. It's just crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And it on social media also, remember, everything looks perfect. You know, even someone's post, they're probably showing you the 20th picture that they took. They're not showing you all along the way. When you see someone that's, you know, has been working out and has muscle definition, they didn't get it overnight. You're seeing the end result. What they often leave out in everything is the journey along the way.
Right.
You know, because that's not popular. That's not cool. That doesn't sell things, you know. So when you have someone who has just a regular, okay, I'm a roller coaster dieter, that 5 to 10 pounds and sometimes a little bit more off and on, and how did I figure out how to live with a healthy habit and not be dieting with weight loss, people, you know, sometimes think, okay, that's nice, but where's your 100-pound picture? I'm like, I don't have one, you know? So it's one size does not fit all. Mm-hmm. Now, I might struggle with 10 pounds like somebody struggles with 50.
Right.
It is so personalized. And so to compare and despair on social media will do you no good at all.
Yeah.
You don't really know someone's story, but you do know it's not your story, you know? But that's, we don't get into that. We just see the superficial. We see all the ads, you know, and we see, oh, do this, do that, and eat this, don't eat that, and this week this food's okay, and next week it's not. And again, it is overwhelming to sift through who's telling you the truth. And you have to really check people out. When you follow someone, I challenge you to really look through their material and check them out. And you can kind of get a good sense pretty quickly if it's just a short-term sale or if it's someone that you can know, like, and trust. You know, is that someone that you can, you know, follow? Is that someone that, you know, they're putting out something about, you know, habits? Is that something you can trust? So that's up to you as a consumer, for sure. But it is hard because, you know, back in the day, yeah, we didn't have all the advertising that we had. We had it, but not like now. Now it's in your face everywhere. You could be on your phone. We didn't have phones like that. You could pull up something. You could Google anything you want to. We used to have to open encyclopedias.
Yeah, and you know, and people joke about this, but I want to really comment about it. It wasn't too long ago. You know, I thought about this the other day when we're reflecting. We're coming up on 20 years for the Dr. Pat Show and certainly an anniversary for TTR. And, you know, someone heard me talk about my research, and then they Googled it. And they gave me an update on where I'm listed as my research. I don't follow it. I don't pay attention. And I said to them, you know, when I did this research, there was no Googling it. You know, this was old school, dig up the article and find it out. I mean, that's the bit. And it still is. Anybody that does any kind of research for academic world, the internet cannot be an empirical source.
Right.
But there are some good things we can pull forward. And I wanted to bring us back to this other question too, which is when people think about this, we have the belief that small steps will not get us there. I think it's one of the greatest misconceptions, misbeliefs. And so help us reframe that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, who doesn't want something fast? You know, our whole society is fast. Give it to me yesterday. You know, teach this to me yesterday. I want to look like that yesterday. That's how our society is. So it's up to us as individuals to kind of step back from that and realize that you don't get from the bottom of a staircase to the top in one foul swoop unless you're Wonder Woman or the Bionic Man. So small steps. When you take one thing at a time, and that's because you're taking small steps, it's more meaningful. You're learning something. You're taking time to process what you're doing. It's the same with eating. We don't really bake a pan of brownies and eat the whole pan in one sitting. Very few of us do that. We take bites. We take pieces. And we enjoy it along the way. So to me, the small step idea is just learn from your past, what worked, what didn't work. Don't dwell on it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't punish yourself for that. Learn what did and did not work. Here we are today. What's available to you as a resource? Is it a person, a coach? Is it a program? Is it more information about, you know, healthy food? And then go forward. And you put yourself forward where you want to be. Nobody needs to tell you that, you know, hurry up and lose, you know, 10 pounds this week with this water cleansing. You know, do what works for you. If you're interested in long-term health, then you need to get some resources that will help you for long-term health. If you're like, well, you know, I have just a little bit of weight so that I will feel better in my clothes, then you might need something different. You might need different resources. So really, the small steps are the absolute best. That's how you're going to get to where you need to go. And patience comes with that. And I'm here to confess, I'm not always patient either with how I am. And I just have to remind myself that most likely if I'm in a bad spot, I didn't get there overnight, although it might feel that way. So it's going to take me some small steps to get back into the other direction. And I just have to kind of lean into that and let myself be okay with that. It's a reframing again. We've talked about that a million times in our shows. And that's the beauty of, you know, making transformation, of making changes that stick. Because you might want this to be the last time that you, you know, lose some weight, or the last time that you have to like spend so much energy wondering, how do I get myself out of this mess?
Yeah.
You know, I want to be better. So there's hope out there, but I can't say it enough. The small step idea, the action steps that are doable and small and little bites is the absolute most effective way for you to make changes of any kind.
Yeah. I know we've got like a few minutes left, but mm-hmm. there's one thing I do want to ask you and really have you address and talk to for people. There are habits, and, you know, perhaps we will talk about all of the habits that we've developed. There's a great commercial that comes on, and honestly, I didn't even realize what the commercial was about, but it's this young woman sitting there just watching TV and eating bags of chips. Like, there's a bunch of people that are doing it. And then she gets in bed, and she's got her app, and she says, oh, I didn't know we're more likely to blah, 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 the science and keep eating the food while watching television. I have a question that came in, and I think we have time to answer it.
Sure.
It came in from, I think it's Joey. Joey's a woman. Came in from Joey. Dr. Pat, can you and Georgette ask this question? I'm really good with eating healthy. I'm really good with this. I'm really focused now on once a day. But here is the habit that I'm really struggling with. It doesn't matter what time of the night it is, what I'm doing, craving to eat something before I go to bed. And I've gone from eating ice cream to a peanut butter sandwich. How do I break that habit? That's a good one. We should do a show on the hardest habits to break.
Yeah.
But that one, that's not an easy answer, because my sense is you're ready for bed, but you got to have that tuna fish. She didn't say tuna fish. She said peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
I would go for the tuna fish. But this is not an uncommon thing to have something like that. An hour or two after you've eaten a robust dinner.
Yeah.
That is something that's creeped up a lot. And that's not like binging. We're not talking like the binging with the chips. It's like, I got to eat me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Have you heard of that?
Absolutely. And it's all right up here. The need to eat after you've already had a meal is right here. It's something that you've told yourself, but congratulations to Joey, because you did go from one thing to a better swap. So that's good. That's a first step. I kind of, when I coach people on this all the time, there's a lot of late night eating. The big thing is just get used to telling yourself when your meal is finished, your kitchen is closed, and now your digestion factory can start to work, because it can't start to work if you keep feeding it, because there are two things going on. There's some science to this, and I will tell myself that if I get a little like ping of hunger, like, oh, my factory's starting to work, I'm good. That's how it's supposed to be. But it can't start until you've stopped eating. And so really a couple hours before bed is the way to go. And it just takes I'd say 5-6 days for you to get in that habit, a little bit less than a week for you to just when that happens, just stop and say, what's really going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And your answer probably is, it's just something, it's a habit for me. I'm not even noticing that I'm not starving. I'm not really starving. So I kind of challenge you, Joey, on that one. Try that. You've made a good swap, so congratulations. That's good. Better than having a second whole meal or something that's, you know, not as healthy. But again, your factory can't start working until the kitchen's closed. So give that a try. But it's a habit, as everything. Just try it for a week. Let us know how it goes. Let me know. Yeah.
Well, I love that we're talking about this, and we'll spend more time on it. You know, there are some people, on the other hand, I have a friend that when they get the urge, they tend to work out a lot, and on their workout days, they will yank out a beef jerky, but it's still eating after you eat, right?
Yeah.
And so there are many schools of thought about, wow, it's okay to have a hard-boiled egg before you go to bed. This is what confuses people because it's really hard to know that.
That's also a great question. Great question.
Right. But, you know, I hate to say it, if you drink, like, a lot of water, right, and I don't mean a lot because every time I mention that, I don't drink a lot of water. But I found drinking water later or even before I eat, water is a great substitute. The other thing that I got hooked on, not like with the crazy fruit in it, I don't think I'm allowed to mention a name, but like a sparkling thing. I don't know what it is about carbonation, but it seems to fill a hole.
Yeah, it probably does. It probably does. And some people's stomachs, my stomach can't take those type of things, so I'm lucky in that sense, but water is great. If you have a craving or you think you need to eat for whatever reason, try a glass of water and then really think about, give it a bit and think again. Mm-hmm. And these are just little hacks for you to help you along the way. But
exactly.
I'm pretty sure our food is, if you were to all write it down, you're probably not needing more food after a meal, especially in the evening. Yeah, great question. That's the prize winner today.
That is. Georgette, thank you for today. I mean, what a great show. The time goes so quickly.
I know.
Can we let folks know how they can work with you, especially about flipping these thoughts that have been with us for decades, right?
Absolutely.
You know, they just didn't pop up overnight in social media. Some of this stuff has been with us. It's just reinforced. So how do we find out how to work with you? And then I'd love to know your personal message and what you'd like to leave everybody with today.
Absolutely. So on my website, georgettelepage.com, you'll see all these different buttons with all about me, my programs, testimonials, and a contact button, among others, so that you can get in touch with me. We can set up a complimentary 30-minute discovery session to see what you're looking for, what do you want, what I offer, and how good of a match are we? Because that's very, very important for you and for me. And find some good stuff on there. All my articles and my blogs and past shows we've done together are on there. Grab the content, please, please, because as a final message today, this is a billion-dollar industry of dieting. It's all around us. It's been there since most of us have been around, and it's not going away. What we have to do is empower ourselves to make wise decisions, to do the homework, and to, more importantly than that, is to decide to make some changes that serve us, not other people. What works for you, and how do you get the resources and the help to get started?
You've been listening to Why Wait? Look, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health. If you're...